Jim, you seem to make a habit of leaving it late against Stenhouse for you.
Martin's just said that to me there now. You know, he's... But I thought we were just so dominant. The first half was unbelievable how we, you know, that's the defender. I've been guilty of that a lot this year. Just any decent ball into the box, we didn't seem to cope with it and find ourselves after great opening start. Maybe just again that final ball, which seems to be our Achilles at the moment, because some of the build-up play, some of the work, the passing to get to that level. But fortunately, Shawnee Byrne, who was outstanding today, showed a great bit of composure to get us back on level terms. But I felt, you know, they really were only really hitting up to the big fella and trying to hit us on the break. We were in possession of the ball the second half and chose the wrong pass, and then they broke up the park and scored. And it was just a case of, you know, I think they were content to soak it up and maybe even try and steal another one on the break. But I thought, you know, for the pressure and the amount of play that we had and the tempo that we kept the game up, it just lulled for a wee bit. I think we made the substitutions, and then when the substitutions came on, they gave us a bit of a fresh legs, and it picked us up. Obviously, we've had the hard game in midweek at Ibrox, which I was worried about at all. We've lost Gage in the day with illness, Thompson and Moore out, so it was a wee bit one or two change. Alan Smith getting his first start for a wee while, and it was great that he came up. I think he got the winning goal, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Capable of that. So we were worried about maybe having to take him off tiring, but we just felt that youthfulness and spirit of getting in behind and working away, he was dealing with okay. So, you know, I think at the end of the day we thoroughly deserved it. I know it came late, but I think we thoroughly deserved it on the balance of play. But Stenhouse Muir were resilient and were always dangerous in the break. With Gemmell's a handful up front, and Darren Smith, you can see he's played at a high level and he's quick to feed off him. But we defended. What pleased me and all was, after going 3-2 up, how many times have we, you know, they get a corner, but Kerr Young showed great determination to make sure he was going to win that header, because he was right on top of the goalkeeper, and we had all the big, you know, Husband and Thompson were off at that time, and they were markers for us, so it was a lot of the wee guys, and that was where we could easily have been caught, but Kerr Young took the responsibility and cleared it well. So I think it was on the balance of play and the amount of possession we had, we deserved it. The penalty, well, I think it was in feet. You're asking for trouble if you know he's been clever there. Ryan Wallace, he's seen the space and he's knocked it into space, and you either let him go or you pull him down. In this case, I think he was touched and he goes down. But it was more a penalty, I think, than what Rangers was on. I'll say that. So, but a wee bit, obviously a wee bit clever for him as well to play it into the space and knowing that you either let me go or it's a penalty. So, but then a great finishing goal, because we had enough possession in the last third to keep them under pressure, and you know, it's nice to get, because it was a big important win after three away games coming back. We know what happened with Fife here the last time, and then we've gone 1-0 down, we've gone 2-1 down. So this is a young team that shows tremendous spirit and determination to shrug off disappointments, and I'll tell you, they put you through the ringer for it. That's for sure.
I spoke to Martin earlier, and he disagrees with you about the penalty.
Yeah, he would do. You know, he didn't. I just spoke to him there about it. I says, well, I think Wallace has been clever, and I think if you put a ball into space like that, you know, any touch, the referee was right there. So, you know, if he's complaining about that, you know, I think we have a right to complain about the one on Wednesday. So they say it always evens itself. But for me, I thought they run the risk of giving away a penalty, because Ryan Wallace was very clever there, knocking it into the space. I think he attempted to get there, but if you touch him, what player, you know, when they dive, I think it was a touch that was enough for him to go down and Stonewall penalty, because the referee didn't do us any favours at their first goal, because that was never a free kick for a start. And you know, so maybe these things balance out. And you know, I think the reaction of the fans today showed you there were some strange decisions for both teams, but that's what you get in this league. Well, that's the biggest thing I've noticed it's hard going at times, but no, they're, as I say, I think they're, you know, it always tastes a wee bit sweeter when you get a goal in the last or injured in time to win a game if they're coming back twice, so it speaks volumes for them to keep going. And everybody went home saying another five goal thriller if you like it, East End Park, we're capable of doing that. So but I'm dying to get these games like last week where there were 5-1 up, you know, we could afford to lose a couple of goals. So if we can get more of the Air United stuff where we were phoning and steep giving teams the goals and having to pick ourselves up and go again. But the good thing is that that's what they're doing and they're coming through it, so it'll stand them in good stead. But they could make it a little bit easier. I'm getting a bit older and the hair might not last out so long with some of the things that they put me through. So but they're a great bunch and I was really pleased for them, because that after midweek, you know, where they quit themselves well, it was important that they bounced back today, and they did that.
Important 3 points. It gives you a bit of daylight between one of the...
Well, it puts pressure on Air United to get their points now. That's what all you can say. Stenishmuir had a big incentive to go ahead yesterday. I think they might have even settled for a point, keeping it 1 point, but you give yourself a wee bit of daylight with them, because you know you're not going to win every game and things like that. That's life. We go out and try to win every game, and sometimes it doesn't come off. Times we've deserved, like these 5 game here, we deserve to win that, but you know, we're caught with sucker punches and you're going to get that. So it's great. It was a big important game, as you say, because we could have dropped into fourth place today, but we're up into second. A wee bit of daylight now to give us a bit of, and that's what we're going to try and do before, you know, the next few weeks. We've got to try and build up a bit of momentum to get the 3 points so that we can put a wee bit of daylight between us and some of the rest. And I think then when we relax that wee bit more, we'll, you know, you'll see flowing a wee bit better. But as I say, I thought their attitude and the way they try to play was just another joy to watch the day. It was just that last third that seems to be our wee bit of Achilles now, but it'll come. But right, that's me complaining to him. We've got 3 goals, 5 last week, and we're playing with the last third. So
cheers, Jim.
Okay,
thanks.
See you,
Jim.